You're listening to Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All abridged scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's Gremlins, written by Matt C., read by Jarrett Brown.
Fade in. Exterior. Chinatown. Night. Inventor Hoyt Axton addresses the audience amid a dim, steamy Chinatown alley evocative of film noir. Hoyt Axton, voiceover.
Let my sultry voice lull you into deep suspension of your disbelief. The story begins as I go door to door in Chinatown, pitching my invention to local retailers and child passers-by.
A boy leads Hoyt into his grandfather's shop. It is cluttered with Asian religious idols. The owner of the shop, Ki Luke, seems to be 1,000 years old and is smoking from an opium pipe.
Hoyt Axton, this looks exactly like the kind of store that'll buy my bathroom appliance multi-tool.
Hoyt notices an adorable furry creature in a box.
Hoyt Axton, ooh, is that the new Atari?
Ki Luke,
no, that is a live animal, and I'm not gonna sell it to a guy that just squirted toothpaste on himself.
In the alley, behind Ki Luke's back, the boy child sells the creature to the man child. Boy,
he's called a Mogwai. And he comes with three extremely important rules. Keep him away from bright light, don't let him touch water, and don't feed him after midnight.
Hoyt Axton, whatever, sounds good, kid.
Boy,
you sure you don't have any follow-up questions? I'm telling you not to give this living thing water. Nothing you want to ask?
Nope.
Exterior, Kingston Falls, day. Cool teen Zach Galligan rides to work on his skateboard, hitching onto passing cars. Zach Galligan.
Just kidding. Wrong movie. But true story. I did audition for Back to the Future.
Eric Stoltz was just better for the role. He also brings his dog to his job at the bank. Zach Galligan.
Yep. I take my dog around with me in public. The world may be in 1984, but I'm in 2022.
Coworker Phoebe Cates enters the office. Phoebe Cates.
Hey, Zach.
Zach quickly hides his copy of Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Zach Galligan.
Hey, Phoebe. What's up?
Phoebe Cates.
Just being an American sex icon.
Zach Galligan.
Well, that's weird, because this movie's rated PG, not even PG-13.
Phoebe Cates.
What's PG-13? It's 1984.
Enter local wicked witch, Polly Holiday. Polly Holiday.
You aren't allowed to keep your dog in here. People don't do that yet. Get him out or else I'll torture him to death.
Phoebe Cates.
Wow, how oppressive. This is literally 1984.
Interior, home, day. The house is scattered with stupid inventions and also a pair of swords on the wall. A normal and not weird suburban fixture. Hoyt Axton.
Merry Christmas, son. I bought you this endangered animal. I call him Gizmo. He comes with three rules and I'm honestly surprised I remembered. Breaking them could spell disaster.
Zach Galligan.
Well, the movie's PG. What's the worst that could happen?
Hoyt Axton.
I don't know, and I probably won't find out, because even though I'm the narrator, I'm going to be absent for the remaining key events of the movie.
Like 10 seconds later, Zach breaks the second rule, spilling a glass of water on Gizmo. He multiplies into several more brand new Mogwais. Interior high school, day. Zach brings the Mogwais to his high school biology teacher, Glenn Turman, the reasonable person to talk to when things magically clone themselves. Glenn Turman.
Can I keep one of these to run some tests on it?
Zach Galligan.
You're not gonna... Glenn Turman. No, I'm not gonna fuck it.
After some tests, Glenn Turman heads home, leaving the assuredly unfucked Mogwai in a cage. Glenn Turman.
And hey, why not leave a half-eaten ham sandwich on the table here as I head home from my workplace? Because that is a normal way of dealing with unfinished food. And wouldn't it be cool if I left it 3 inches from the Mogwai's cage?
No, it would not be cool. Interior home, night. According to Zach's clock, it's not midnight yet. He gives grilled chicken to all the Mogwais except for Gizmo, who is on a diet. Zach's dog,
what the hell, man? They get grilled chicken?
Zach Galligan,
here you are, little sweethearts.
Mogwais,
it played, bitch.
Zach Galligan, what was that? Mogwais,
we said we love you, Zach.
By morning, all Zach's Mogwais except Gizmo are cummy green cocoons. He discovers the power cable to his clock was chewed. He had actually fed them past midnight. Interior high school, day. Glenn Turman comes to work and sees his Mogwai is also a cummy green cocoon. It hatches and a gremlin emerges. Glenn Turman,
You're not gonna have a black man be the first character to be killed, are you?
Gremlin.
Of course not. That trope is racist and tacky. I'm just gonna surprise attack!
Glinterman dies. Interior home, day. Zack's mom, Frances Lee McCain, is alone. All Zack's gremlins hatch. She kills three of them with inventions and kitchen appliances, putting one in the microwave so it explodes into green goo. Frances Lee McCain.
Jeez, as a mom, maybe this movie should be rated... I don't know. If only there were a rating not PG. Not R, but somewhere in between.
A gremlin is about to kill Frances Lee McCain when Zack enters and saves her life by taking the decorative sword off the wall and slicing the fucker up like sashimi. Frances Lee McCain.
Don't tell your dad. I don't want him to know those dumbass swords actually came in handy.
Exterior, Kingston Falls, night. Zack chases the remaining gremlin, Stripe, to the YMCA, Yuletide movie with Cronenberg-esque artwork, where he jumps into an Olympic-sized swimming pool. It starts to bubble and glow green. Many more gremlins are coming. Zack goes to the police station and tries to explain the premise of the movie to the town's only two cops, but they think he sounds like a crazy person. Cop 1.
Your story doesn't make sense, kid. What does after midnight mean? Every time is after midnight. Time is cyclical.
Cop 2.
And how do the Mogwais know what time zone they're in? Do their bodies have an internal clock down to the exact minute?
Zack Galligan. Look, I wouldn't apply that kind of scrutiny to this. I see it as light entertainment and a surprisingly effective commentary on consumerism.
Cops. On Christmas Eve? Scram, kid!
The gremlins go around town assaulting people. They rewire traffic lights to make cars crash, gang up on the local mall Santa, and kill local wicked witch Polly Holiday. Polly Holiday.
I should have known when I threatened to torture that dog to death that I was in for some kind of comeuppance.
Interior, Dory's Tavern. Phoebe is trapped by gremlins at her bartending job. Kids in this town have very adult jobs. Rowdy gremlins drink beer out of tiny mugs and smoke tiny cigarettes. Some of them are wearing tiny hats and tiny sunglasses, all of which are presumably pulled out of their asses. Zack Galligan.
I'm here to rescue you. Let's go. We have to save the town. Fast.
Phoebe Cates.
Do you want to know why I hate Christmas?
Zack Galligan.
No.
Phoebe Cates.
When I was a little girl, my dad died climbing down the chimney in a Santa suit to surprise me and my siblings. Over the next few days, as we tried to figure out where he was and what happened to him, the smell coming from the fireplace got worse and worse. Eventually, we looked inside and found his corpse. And that's how I found out there's no Santa Claus.
Zack Galligan.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
I wasn't listening. I'm still thinking about where they might have got tiny sunglasses.
Exterior, Kingston Falls, night. They go to the movie theater where all the gremlins have congregated and are watching Snow White. They blow the theater up. Something Zack weirdly already knew how to do. Every gremlin except Stripe dies. Stripe.
Thank God Papa S was across the street getting a little milk dud action.
Zack and Stripe fight in a department store using merchandise as weaponry. Zack Galligan.
Wow, what a dark and poignant visual commentary on the holiday season.
Stripe.
I couldn't agree more. Nothing says Christmas like a violent excess of material goods.
Attacks Zack with chainsaw. Stripe climbs into an indoor fountain and starts to multiply again. But before the reaction occurs, Gizmo opens the blinds. Stripe's skin boils away into a grotesque biological horror show like a Cronenberg character. Stripe's skeleton. Last words.
PG-13!
Hoyt Axton.
I'm here! What did I miss?
Interior home. Day. The family are on the couch with Gizmo watching the news report. Phoebe Cates is there. Phoebe Cates.
Because fuck my own family on this day of disaster, holiday, and anniversary of my father's tragic death.
Key Luke knocks on the door. Key Luke.
Give me back my Mogwai, you thieving, honky, wonderbread-eating, dumbass white devils.
Hoyt Axton.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hoyt Axton, voiceover.
And that's the story of the gremlins. I hope you learned a valuable lesson about consumerism.
And about the importance of keeping historic weaponry mounted on your wall as a decoration.
Now go buy a Gizmo plushie. Merry Christmas.
End.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Media. Visit badmariamedia.org for more.